Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Doug Slayton in Galesburg at 309-341-5003. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
It's 8:50 and time for our first look at the commodity markets for this Friday morning with our pre-opening report. Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Friday morning, everyone. Midwest cash hog prices today are expected to be mostly steady to firm amid continued light runs. Terminals are called steady in a light test with top prices from $49.50 to $54. Peoria called steady today with a top price of $49.50. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Thursday, May 3rd, negotiated swine purchases were $16,289 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was $63.25 to $75. The weighted average, $70.63, a gain of 63 cents from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $46.09 to $59.65. The weighted average, $56.53. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $9,586, the base price range $64 to $77, the weighted average $72.85, a loss of 28 cents from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $49.90 to $59, the weighted average $55.59. Joining us now in the studio with a look at today's agricultural weather is meteorologist Jay Searles. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning, Dave. And we're starting out with the clouds and showers across much of the Midwest continuing, mainly right along the Mississippi River this morning is where we have most of it. We've got a few showers again popping up across Kansas, but for the most part, the wet weather continues along the river down into Arkansas. As far as the conditions go in the Midwest, what we're looking at is occasional rain and showers and thunderstorms through the day today, but gradually high pressure will be building in from the east and drying that region out a little bit, and then as the rain will shift further north as we get into tomorrow and over the weekend. But into next week, looks like we'll see some more showers and thunderstorms through the Mississippi Valley and much of the corn-producing area. So wet weather is going to continue and put a hamper on field work, at least cause some problems there, and slowing things down considerably in some places, and most likely places, Iowa, up through the eastern Dakotas and into western Minnesota in the short term, and then the long term next week back into Missouri and parts of western Illinois. Again, better chance of showers and thunderstorms the way things are shaping up. High pressure in the eastern Midwest early next week is still expected to seriously weaken this storm system, though, as it crosses the Mississippi River. So basically Ohio and Kentucky and that area across Indiana will have mainly drier weather with just isolated, widely scattered showers and thunderstorms in the southern portion of the region. As far as the Delta and the U.S. South and the Delta region is concerned, showers and thunderstorms brought beneficial rain, especially to the south on Thursday. Coverage was about 80% with amounts of 57 hundredths to 1.72 inches in the south. 800 inch, let's see what we're going on here. Rainfall in the Delta was since Wednesday has ranged from 1 inch to more than 1.5 inches. And so quite a bit of rain across much of Arkansas and further south, bringing beneficial rains there. It's since starting to dry out a little bit, allowing some field work to continue if it needs to. But once again, most of the crop is into the region to the south. Scattered showers and thunderstorms in the portions of the south southeast Thursday, into parts of North Carolina as well in Southern California, or Southern South Carolina, continue to bring quite a bit of rain there as well, bringing some beneficial rains. As far as Georgia concerned, still continue on the dry side for parts of the southeast, bringing some problems to the crop production across parts of Georgia and much of the southeast. Elsewhere across the world, we head to Australia. We've got some rain being reported there, and quite a bit of moisture fell in the second week of the forecast, offers and more improving significant rain as well. So maybe a little bit of an end to their dry pattern that they've been through for the last few years starting to take shape as another strong storm moves into Australia and the oilseed producing region. Then as we head into South America, again, we're seeing some rainfall continue, and into Brazil, the moisture will be good for eventual wheat planting and the second corn crop, but drier weather will be needed by late season soybean and the main corn harvest that is coming up in parts of South America. Again, around the region today, we're expecting the rain across much of the Midwest to continue, and it looks like we'll continue to see that through the afternoon and the evening hours here through today, and again in the short term, but in the long term over the Midwest, we are looking for an overall drying trend to take place with another storm into the mid part, end of next week, that could bring some significant rain. So field work will be progressive, but albeit slowly in some locations where the heavier showers and thunderstorms continue to pile up. Into the east, Indiana and Ohio, looks like things will stay mostly on the dry side, allowing field work to progress rather rapidly across that region. And that's a look at the agricultural weather. I'm meteorologist Jay Searles.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn after corn specialists. Information on the web at agrigold.com or by contacting Regional Sales Manager Scott Williamson at 217-778-6485 for representative nearest you.
In the Thursday overnight trading session, Kansas City May wheat opened at 478, up 5.5. Last trade up 5.5. July, 481.25, down 1.75. Last trade down 2.5. At the Board of Trade, July wheat opened at 493, down 1.5. Last trade down 1.5. The D's, 513.5, down 1.5. Last trade down 2. May corn opened at 380, up 0.25, last trade up 0.25. July, 389.75, up 0.5, last trade up 0.75. December, 388, up 0.75, last trade up 1.75. March, 396, down 1.25, last trade up 2. July, 2008, 408, unchanged, last trade up 2. May beans open at 735, up 1.25, last trade down 1.75. July, 748, up 0.25, last trade down 1. November, 775.75, down 1, last trade down 3/4. March, 796.75, up 2.75, last trade down 3/4. July soybean meal opened at 260, unchanged, last trade down 50. July soybean oil opened at 33.61, down 2, last trade up 5. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Chris Corum of Strategic Farm Marketing. He is located in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Dave. Thanks for having me.
Overnight, the D's corn managed to close above its 100-day moving average, but we're still not to that downtrend line that we saw since the contract highs were made in February 22nd. I suppose you'd like to see a close above that 390 area to confirm some sort of strength in this market?
I think we're going to have to see a close over 390, and I think that'll give us some upside potential, you know, maybe up to the 405, 410 range, I believe.
What do you think will the numbers be on Monday? I've been asking the question all week. I've been making lots and lots of phone calls, but I'm curious to see what you have to say.
You know, I honestly don't know. I've kind of listened. I'm probably in the same level with everybody else that you've had on.
So somewhere between, what, 45 and 55% complete on the corn?
I think the traders in Chicago, I heard quite a lot of rumbling lately, you know, from farmers that they don't understand where we're at. I think, you know, in Illinois, we're way past that. You know, I think we're pretty much done here in central Illinois, of course. And I even have a client in the East St. Louis area that's done with corn. He's got 800 acres in ground. It's already up. So I think nationwide, that's probably what we're going to see. I think it's better than that. I think I was the problem.
Do you think that traders will be over-optimistic like they were last week?
I don't think so. I just think there's enough news in the marketplace that I think they're going to get the message that we're a little farther along than that, I believe.
All right, then. Corn call for the open today?
Corn is going to be mixed. They're calling it unchanged up to, I think it'll trade on both sides.
Turn your attention to the soybeans, which seems to remain a sideways affair. Oh, between, I don't know, somewhere 758.5 and 738.5, somewhere in that range.
Yeah, I think they've stalled around the 750 area on old beans, for example. I think if it closes above 750, I think we'll run to 765 or 775 to get, you know, your old crop maybe priced. You know, the new beans, it's just tough to say. It's still early, Dave, and I think the forecast, you know, you just read off the forecast before I came on. We're supposed to be wet next week, but I think beans will come back a little bit.
The bean call this morning
is unchanged, down 1 to 2, and that's the same with wheat.
Yeah, Informa has their winter wheat numbers this morning. What are the trade expecting there?
I didn't see those numbers yet today, Dave.
They haven't come out yet. I'm wondering what the trade was expecting.
What you think? I'd hate to venture a guess right now.
All right, Chris, thank you for talking to us.
You bet. Thanks.
Chris Corum of Strategic Farm Marketing. They are located in Champaign, Illinois. Someone from that organization joins us every Friday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org.